Listen, it's The Bert Show.
So, am I normal? We've done this on the show a few times. It's been a while. And our caller, we actually had a caller who, the whole reason we're going to do this, she wanted to know if she was normal, and she bailed on us.
No way. Can we at least talk about her abnormalness?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we can use her real name of Tanya.
Oh.
Because if she's not going to join us, then she doesn't have the opportunity to use a fake name or voice disguise. But apparently, Tanya, once a month, has to go in front of her bosses and justify the work she's done over the past 30 days. Like, kind of present to them. I don't know if she works in sales or what she does. But every month, she has to go into a room with her boss and say, this is how much I sold. These are the new leads I've found. This is whatever.
I wonder if she's always done it or she's just doing it now in this, you know, weird job climate.
I think she, I don't know what the situation is, but
her
it's
bosses are like, oh God, it's the 30th again.
It's, well, no, it's required for her at work. That's not the weird thing.
Oh, that's okay.
No, that's normal. Okay. That's every month that she's required to go in there. The weird thing that she does is she puts on an iPod, plays hardcore rap music in the bathroom and runs in place in a stall to get her adrenaline up.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Before she goes in. Yes.
I think that's actually awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
It's not normal, but it's pretty cool.
So she goes in there. And
it's not the music part. I think it's her jogging in the stall.
My thought is if you go into the bathroom after her and you see that going on, you're wondering what got her all bound up.
Yeah, she's like a cat who's all excited now that she's done her business.
Yeah. But you know how you can hear when somebody's got the headphones on, so you hear the music playing in the background.
Yeah.
And hear the tiny little music sounds, and then you just see somebody running, and then she comes out, and you're expecting her, or I guess her, to be dressed up to, you know, about to go out for a run or something.
And but she's dressed for business meeting.
Full on suit. I'm ready to go in!
I love that. I want to know what song she listens to.
All she said in her email was that it was hardcore rap music. So that's
funny.
That's awesome.
So staying pumped. Do you guys have anything?
Well,
a couple
in the honor of the Golden Globes. I've done this for I don't know how long, and I think because when I was a kid, I was addicted to all these award shows, and of course, like every kid, you think about winning an Oscar and what it would be like to be at the Oscars and everything. So
right. And
it is without fail every time I climb stairs. That I think that I'm walking up to receive my award at the Oscars every time,
like a full flight of stairs or like a little
six step. Doesn't matter. I just for some reason stairs remind me that I'm going to receive my Oscar, and I'll start the stair if it's a long staircase. I'll start the stairs, kind of fast, and then the top of the stairs I'll take a little slower because everybody that wins, like once they get to the top, they're just like, yeah, thank you so much. And, take those last two steps very slowly.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, when you see me climbing stairs, just know in my mind, I'm either winning, best screenplay or best actress.
I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, John, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Love the show.
We're glad to help and tell you if you're normal or not.
Okay. Well, actually, I know that it's definitely not normal. Some of my fiance makes me do.
Okay.
She'll make me play Sleeping Beauty with her. She'll lie down in the bed. And she'll make me go outside the room and then come in and do a whole dialogue. Be like, oh, who's this I see? Is this Sleeping Beauty?
Are you kidding me?
No, and I'll have to go over and give her a kiss. And if I don't do it right, I got to do it again.
You really love this woman, don't you?
Oh, I do. And it's funny because sometimes I'll go over to make her kiss and she'll be like giggling inside. Then she'll like just bust out laughing. She goes, oh, let's do it again. Let's do it again. I didn't do it right.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
And how far into the relationship did she like start doing this role playing thing? Because that doesn't happen off the bat.
No, okay, we've been together for about 7 years. I'd say it started about a year and a half ago.
Okay, so 5 years into the relationship, yes.
She was like,
that's funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
how did that even start? Is it something she always wanted to do?
Well, when you're
I have no idea. Like, I know she loves like Disney movies, and it was just funny. I don't know. I think we were watching a movie one day, and then I think I actually egged it on where I was like just joking around, like, oh, because she was falling asleep. And I think I might have said, oh, it's Sleeping Beauty, and I gave her a kiss, and then she loved it from that point. So I think it was my fault. And I hate playing that game. She always wanted to play it. I'm like, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, she's really hot, isn't she?
She actually is.
She is.
She gets away with it.
I knew that.
So the answer to that, am I normal?
Yeah.
No.
404-741-Q100. That's the phone number if you want to call and let us evaluate whether or not you're normal.
I've got one. I actually fold my jeans before I put them in the dryer.
What?
I know. I don't know where it started or where I heard about it, but I feel like a long time ago, somebody, I can't even remember, but somebody told me that if
did all three of us give a high-pitched, what?
Yeah, my mouth is still
like,
agape.
I have to take out my jeans. It's okay. Very much like a methodical thing, whatever.
Okay.
And I hate doing laundry, so I don't want to prolong it, but now that I heard this, I have to do it. I have to take the jeans out and, like, shake them out, right? Because you know how they get all twisty and bindy and whatever in the dryer?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I have to, like, smooth out the legs.
In the washer, you mean?
In the washer, yes, I'm sorry. From the washer, I take them out, I have to shake them out, and then like smooth down the legs to kind of like get the wrinkles out when they're still wet, and then I have to like fold them in half and then lengthwise again, and then I put them in the dryer before I dry them. And I feel like it makes them less wrinkled, and I feel like it makes my jeans last longer, but I'm not really sure how I think that.
You know, the wrinkles fall out as the jeans dry.
From the heat.
But to me, I feel like they're going to turn out better if they're folded. So every time I do laundry, I fold wet jeans and put them in the dryer.
It's whatever makes you feel.
Yeah.
Feel.
So yeah. I know that's not normal.
But you're not.
No.
No.
Hey, Shelby, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I try to see how many circles I can run around in my kitchen before the microwave beeps.
Oh. Really?
So like, so you put something in there to heat up. You throw in your SpaghettiOs. You hit you hit 90 seconds, and then you take off like a horse.
And I try to see how many circles I can run.
Oh my God, that's great!
And where do you describe your kitchen? Where do you run around?
Well, it's not very big. So I sort of get really, really dizzy.
And so you run around in circles and you count them.
Uh-huh.
What's your record?
Yeah.
Well, I put soup in there for 30 seconds and I ran 29.
Oh, my God. Oh, awesome. A lap a second. Right. Good job.
Good
job.
That is a small kitchen.
Yeah. That's not, and that's also not normal. Hey, Ashley, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I cannot put anything in my mouth without smelling it first.
Oh, one of my best friends is like this. She smells everything.
So like gum or like a mint or
anything. I can't smell it without putting it in my mouth. I mean, I can't put it in my mouth without smelling it first. I think it's weird. I want to make sure it's okay before I eat it or drink it.
Is it every forkful that you guys do, or is it just like the first
the initial
bite? Like if you have a steak, do you smell each bite of the steak, or do you just smell the first one?
No, I just smell it before I eat it.
My friend does it with silverware. She has to smell her silverware before she uses
it.
No,
I don't like that.
Really?
What?
Yeah, like she smells everything. And it's like, it's kind of weird, this thing. Like if she picked up this pen to use it, she would probably smell it first and then use the pen.
So
what does that do?
What is she looking for?
I don't know. She said it's just a sort of a habit thing. But I've noticed the silverware thing. It's in her own home, in her own kitchen.
Her own dishwasher.
Like she washes the dishes, puts them away, but picks up her fork and smells
see,
it.
See, so you're more normal than Jen's friend.
My
family gets really annoyed because when we'll go to like a nice restaurant, I'll smell the food before I eat it, and they think it's really rude.
Do you bring the plate up to your nose, or do you cut it off with your fork? And
no, I will bring the plate up to my nose. I'm not going to put my face on the table.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, at least you have manners about it.
Standards, too.
yep, that's not odd. Not normal.
I have a friend who was asking about this yesterday, and she said at her house, her purse has to hang facing a certain direction on the chair when she walks in the house.
I have a direction thing.
If it's hanging the other direction,
it bugs her.
It will bother her all night. So when she walks in the house, her purse has to hang a certain direction.
See, I can't sleep not facing the door. So I have a direction thing. Like if I go to sleep and I'm facing the window, I will wake up immediately and turn and face the door.
Somehow, you mean you'll roll over in bed?
Yeah, because somehow I think someone's going to come and kidnap me, and if I see them before they kidnap me, I know they're there.
You can get away.
I don't know. It's
funny you say that because I cannot sleep with any arm or leg hanging off the bed. Like, since I was a kid. It's still the kid. There's
thing?
A monster under the bed thing. Still here I am in my late 30s, and I can't sleep with my leg hanging over the bed. I have to tuck it slowly back in.
If I
hide it in there with your Oscar.
Yeah, exactly. See? My Oscar will save me.
And you can save your breath because I know this isn't normal, and I don't know why I do it, and I don't know where it came from. But if I'm driving through a neighborhood that has like a lot of stop signs or a lot of turns to go to someone's house, then for some reason, and I'm in the car alone, for some reason, I start to imagine myself driving one of the parking lot trams at Disney World.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
What?
Yep. Seriously. And like, I will actually.
You should not have said this right before Burt's Big Adventure. You know that, right?
Well, I will actually make turns wide so that all four cars of the tram will make it around the turn.
Do you ever pretend you have a walkie-talkie?
No, it hasn't gotten that far yet.
High and over on the left, kids.
Oh, awesome. And I love that. That is not normal.
Arms and legs inside the vehicle, people. Please remain seated till we arrive at our
Simba
destination.
Symbol one.
It's not. I'm not in the park, Jen. I'm in the parking lot.
I'm sorry. Yes. I thought you were on safari.
No.
At the Animal Kingdom.
That's on a track. I'm free. I can go wherever I want.
He's trying to take people to their cars.
I'm actually delivering people to a real place. That's Simba one. Hey, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
How are you? Good. How are you?
Good.
I have kind of, all my friends think it's gross, but I think it just makes me happy, so I do it. When I eat peanut M&Ms, I have a napkin in front of me, and I have to put one at a time. I color code them first. Then I put one at a time in my mouth, get all the chocolate out, and the peanut has to stay completely intact.
Ew.
I put that on a piece of napkin, and I wait till I eat all the peanuts. I eat all the chocolate, and then I go back and eat the peanuts.
Oh, that sounds really awful.
Not only is that not normal, it's freaking disgusting.
It's awesome. The peanuts have the best flavor when they're by themselves. It's wonderful.
Do you collect them?
No.
I love the way she responds to Wendy, almost annoyed. No.
It's almost like she's double dipping her peanuts.
Have you ever had them like on the napkin on your desk and had somebody walk up to your cubicle and just take a few of them?
Oh, yeah, they think it's disgusting because they look gross. They look like it's nasty. But, you know,
that makes you happy.
I just take care of it.
Not normal.
But if we did a segment called Am I Annoying, it's those people who eat like Snicker bars. I had friends in school that would eat Snicker bars like on the outside.
Like an ear of corn.
And then the top.
Yeah.
And then, eat the damn candy bar.
The only food that you can dissect before consuming it is an Oreo cookie.
Yes, because everything else is, it's not baby bites. You got to, commit to the chocolate.
Hey, Victoria, you'll be our last call for this round of Am I Normal?
Okay, ever since I can remember, like, middle school, I don't like doors to open when I go to sleep, and I don't like mirrors in my room to reflect light. So I would take, like, my full-length mirror off the wall and turn around backwards so that I couldn't, like, see anything.
And do this every night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not normal.
And do you do it to every mirror?
I only had the full length mirror in my room, so.
Nope, not normal.
This is The Burt Show.